Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports on your Saturday afternoon. Of course you are. And as always, it's phenomenal to talk with some of the awesome Hertfordshire Cheetahs, the great American football team that train out of St. Albans. Their season's beginning to build. But first of all, it's always phenomenal to unpack a bit of NFL action. But before we do just that, it's imperative indeed, just right and proper for me to say, welcome to Verum Sports, Connor Wilson. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Tone. Thanks for having me, as always.
Hey, honestly, we love following the Cheetahs. Can't wait to hear all about your rookie day last weekend and build for a few more big dates in the diary. But first and foremost, Connor, we're not a million miles away from Christmas, and QB for the Steelers, Mason Rudolph, almost got a little bit more than a red nose, didn't he, on Thursday? Yeah.
Absolutely, it was a bit of a disastrous one for all parties involved. I think it was it wasn't good to see the Myles Garrett ripping Mason Rudolph's helmet off and then using it as a weapon to hit him in the head is probably the most disgraceful thing you could probably do. I think Myles Garrett's now been suspended indefinitely for the rest of the year, which I think is fair. It's just, it's a hot-blooded game played by, guys that are freak athletes, and it does get very, very aggressive, but there's no time for that in any sport.
Absolutely not. And the thing is as well, it does detract from a great result from the Browns. Steelers were hot coming into this game, and Browns really came to the table. But as you say, Garrett will be suspended for the rest of the year. There's fines handed out to both teams, as quite rightly so. The NFL clamps down on this. But again, I don't want to focus in on this too much. But the thing is, Connor, you know this incredibly well. Like you say, it's a phenomenal sport, American football. High octane. The athleticism is freakish. But the key thing, and the thing that I know will be driving the coaches mad, is that you are preached discipline, aren't you? Discipline, focus, do your role. And it was berserk, wasn't it, that scene?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is what was shown on cameras was, Myles Garrett took Mason Rudolph to the ground, which probably was a bit late, to be fair. But Mason Rudolph then tried to rip off Garrett's helmet, and then went to kick him as he got up. And it's kind of one of those things where it's like the unspoken sportsman rule in American football that you don't grab the helmet, you don't try and rip it off, you don't try and grab the face mask, because that's how neck and back injuries happen, and they're the worst type of injuries, so I can see Miles, I can understand why Garrett saw red, because it is really unfair what Mason Rudolph did, but then to use it as a weapon was just outrageous. And I'm a bit disappointed the NFL or the Steelers hasn't fined Rudolph for his intention in the first place. I find that quite interesting. But yeah, it's not, no one wants to see it. Like you say, it takes away from a great victory for the Browns, and it's not nice to see.
I was impressed with the Browns QB after the game. Again, sort of not shying away from the nastiness of it, and kind of, but again, his perennial focus was actually, look, there's more from us, we can do better, we need to get better. And I tell you, I thought that was a very mature response from a QB who has been heavily criticised this season.
Yeah, I've really liked Baker Mayfield ever since he was at Oklahoma. I think he's got one of them personalities that's, it draws controversy, but in this, I think he really showed his maturity. He dealt with the question really well, and, it's not going to be the first time he's going to be asked difficult questions, but, the ability to turn around and say, my teammate was in the wrong, there's no place in that in this sport for that, I think shows you how much he has grown up. And he played a blinder. He had a really good game as well. So coming off the back of a good game, and, he turned some heads in the old NFL punditry in regards to his maturity there. And I think, you know, the Browns as an organisation at the moment, they're kind of trying to find their identity. They've got a lot of young players, a lot of egos. So they're trying to find out who they are. And the coaching staff, it's their job really to do that.
Yeah, watch out for them. Again, they were many, many pundits' tip for the Super Bowl preseason. Kind of feel as though that applied pressure, they haven't quite lived up to it. Again, obviously, Miles rightly taken out Miles Garrett for the season will be a big loss. But sometimes this galvanises organisations, and we'll see. Watch out for them. They could well be dangerous as we head into the sprint towards the end of the regular season. Anyway, all those big things aside had to be unpacked, but the NFL always so many great and exciting and clean stories to focus in on. Some big, big games, as I say, as we enter into what you might call the business end of the season. I want to look into this one, get your views. Texans travel to Ravens. I witnessed live the Texans at Wembley just a few short weeks ago, and I was so impressed. Again, I think they're QB in contention for MVP, but Ravens are always well coached, always defensively powerful, and Lamar Jackson himself, their QB, almost having a super cam type role. Your thoughts on that big fixture?
I'm going to hate to say this because I don't like the Ravens, but I think it's going to be a Ravens victory. I feel that the Ravens defense is showing up at the right time in the season. Like you say, they're always strong, but you know, winning out and having a good defense in the last eight games is really pivotal, and they look like they're getting hot at the right time. And I don't think the Texans' defense losing J.J. Watt was huge, so I don't think they're going to be able to disrupt Lamar Jackson as much as they would like. So I think I'm going to go Ravens to win here. It's going to be a great game to watch, though. Absolutely stonker of a game. It's going to be really, really fast-paced with two great, great dynamic quarterbacks.
Totally agree with that. I think you've called that really well. But as we always say, you know, not just any given Sunday, it's just any game in NFL. Almost it flips sometimes half by half, quarter by quarter. That's why it is so special. As always, pick a team, people. Get involved with it. You'll fall in love. The other game I want to unpack with you before we dissect all things cheaters, Connor, is a game which was, talking about big ones, the biggest of them all a few seasons back. Pats obviously suffering their first defeat of the season, tackle the Philadelphia Eagles, go into Philly 5-4 after a tough start. They're battling back. Pats looking to bounce back after that first defeat. It's a mouth-watering fixture again. Your thoughts?
Oh, I think it's hard to go against, you know, the mastermind that is Bill Belichick. He has every coach's number, he has every quarterback's number, he knows what's going to happen before it happens. So I'm going to go New England here. I don't think Philadelphia are in the greatest of forms right now. You know, no way near what they were leading into the Super Bowl run a few years ago. But I think it's going to be a Pats win. And I'll be surprised if it's not by at least 14-20 points.
It's very, very rare they lose two straight, isn't it? I can't fault you there. Belichick will be determined to get back on track. Of course, always, whenever the Pats lose, the critics are getting their knives out, they're circling. But I tell you what, they will be there or thereabouts. You will have to go through New England if you want to hold on off the Super Bowl. It's just one of those things, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like we always say, they're kind of like the old Manchester United of 1998 ilk, where they just... They're just different breed, and they've been at the top of the game for so long, and so much of that comes down to Bill Belichick. So yeah, you're right. Anyone who wants to get the Super Bowl, whether you're in the NFC or AFC, you're going to have to either beat them in the AFC playoff game or beat them in the Super Bowl, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. But so many other exciting fixtures always. But it's always exciting to learn about everything to do with the cheaters. Connor, I know last weekend was the rookie weekend. How are those new recruits looking? And are you excited about what you've seen already as you build towards the season?
Yeah, it looked really good. We had a lot of people turn out, which was great to see from not just the senior age group, but also the juniors and the youth. We had their first session of OTAs last week. So it was great to see, you know, the rookies from the seniors come down, and then on top of that, see the juniors and youth who want to progress and start their OTAs. So we had a good few players down, which was really nice to see. And, you know, everyone's keen to get chomping at the bit to, you know, get helmets on and get pads on and, you know, get into the season already. So it's a great momentum boost for us.
Love it. And I tell you what, honestly, get down, support the Cheetahs, get involved. In a minute, Connor will give you the platform, as always, to explain to us how we do just that. But first of all, a few more dates for the diary. I'm sure these rookie days are going to continue over the next few weeks and months.
Yes, absolutely. We've got the OTAs, which is organised team activities, which is essentially, you know, boot camp. It's where we teach the rookies, you know, the basics, fundamentals of American football, and, you know, they get to meet the senior players and, you know, gel as a team and, you know, see how a training will actually work, because obviously the rookie day is just a bit of fun, but the OTAs gets a little bit more serious. It's still fun, but it's nowhere near, you know, your January training. So, yeah, they're from 1 p.m. on Sundays at St Albans Rugby Club. And then if you're under 19 and you want to come along, then that come down for 3:30 and you can train with the youth and juniors.
Awesome stuff. And Connor, I know you guys, again, as you say, with the focus maybe building upon last year, we're so close to a playoff berth. Always that professional focus, but allied beautifully in tandem with a warm, embracing kind of family ethos. It's a superb culture. Tell us how we can engage with you guys.
If you want to find us on Facebook, you can search Hertfordshire Cheetahs AFC. And if you're on Instagram or Twitter, it's just @HeartsCheetahs. We're very active on Facebook, so if you want any questions answered, drop us a message and we'll get back to you within the day. If you have any email inquiries, just email info@HertfordshireCheetahs.com. And like I say, if you want to come down and try it out, 1 p.m. tomorrow or every Sunday now, leading up to Christmas, at St Albans Rugby Club. So come down, try it out. You know, it's free. First three sessions are free, so you don't have to worry about money. Come and try a new sport, see if you enjoy it.
I heartily recommend that you do give these guys a try. You're going to fall in love with them. They're great. It's very competitive, but done in a really, really awesome, fun way. Connor, as always, we're going to look forward to following the Cheetahs every snap of the way this season. Always value your time. From me and everybody at Verulam Sports, have a great rest of the kind of rookie period. Have a great NFL weekend, and I'll look forward to chatting with you guys again very soon.
Cheers, Tony. All the best, mate. Thank you.
Top man. Much obliged.